Let's see. Hey, Tony, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Tony. It's Ellen Thurston here.
And Richard Roth.
And
good evening.
Where are you?
I'm in Long Beach, Long Island, where I spent 37 years, and I'm very sad at what happened to this island.
Mm.
You know, it's devastated. There's no electricity, no telephone, no heat, nothing. And people have literally abandoned their houses. There's 30,000 people live in this town, and there's very few here now. All gone to live with relatives or friends.
So there was just this huge storm surge that basically wiped out the barrier island. Is that what happened?
Yeah, the water from the ocean met the water from the bay, and the town was under 4 to 5 feet of water for hours. And unfortunately, in this town, there's a lot of basement. A lot of the houses have basements. And then in the other part of the town, they have houses that don't have basements, have crawl spaces. So the ones that had basements got flooded, and the ones that have crawl spaces, the water went into the living area. So, excuse me, many of the houses are now condemned and will eventually be torn down. And the fact that there's no water, that there's no electricity is unbelievable, you know, for the whole town. And Wilco, who are the people who provide electricity down here, have assured us today that there will be electricity back for Thanksgiving. Isn't that really nice?
And now, are people staying in shelters, or where is everyone
gone? They're staying in shelters and staying with friends and relatives. In my family, I have a son who is staying with his friend. My wife is up in Yonkers. My other son and his wife and son are living in their house, but their daughter and all the pets are gone to live with other people. And then their in-laws, my son's in-laws, they're living out in Wanto or somewhere as well. And my daughter-in-law's brother was wiped out as well. His house got all flooded on the main floor, and her mother and father got all flooded in their basement. And so it's, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable. You know, I lived here for 37 years, as I said, and I can't believe it. All the stuff was thrown out on the streets, you know, everything. Bedding, tools, heaters, and things that people could even use, which got flooded and it just has to be thrown out. And today the sewer, they got it working last week. And now again today the sewer is not working properly. And my house that I'm working on, trying to get a boiler and a hot water heater going, has started to get flooded again because the sewer isn't taking out the water.
Oh, dear.
So it's like, and then of course to really cap it off, Lilco says in the afternoon that they'll have the electricity back by Thanksgiving. And I was supposed to go back up tomorrow, and Mr. Cuomo put in the new thing starting tomorrow morning, odd and evens, and guess what? I have to wait until Saturday to get gas because he's starting it tomorrow. So it's unbelievable. You know, I keep saying it's unbelievable because it's unbelievable. The boardwalk, which is famous in Long Beach, it's one of the longest boardwalks in America probably, it cost $25 million and it's practically gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Long Beach closer to the city from Jones Beach? I'm trying to place.
Yes, Long Beach is the island between Jones Beach and the Rockaways. And the train comes into Long Beach. It's the last of the line on one of the. And I'm not even. I think the train is probably working, but the only lights that are on the streets here are provided by emergency generators and people with their own generators. And people who have generators, and then it's difficult to get gas because there's no electricity to pump the gas. There's plenty of gas in the tanks, but there's no electricity to pump it. And then the few who are getting gas, people are lining up for hours. And as soon as a station knows that they're getting gas, they call the police, and the police actually sit there with lights on, determining who gets gas, but so that nobody jumps the line or whatever. The only thing about it is what they've done down here is they've set aside one pump for people with containers. So it's not unusual to see 50, 60 people with containers lined up at one pump and all the cars at the other pump. My son, who drives the tow truck for the city of Long Beach and has to pull in all the cars that are flooded and whatever, he literally, usually sometimes, probably 20 hours a day, and he and I last night had to drive around for a good 3 hours all over Long Island looking for diesel for the truck for so as he could work today. And similar situations with other people. And then in the end we found a guy at 1 o'clock in the morning who had 4 people lined up, and nobody knew about him apparently, because we had seen other lines two and a half miles long trying to get gas at the station. So when we hear about what happens in Florida and all of these other places which the hurricanes hit, it's coming right home to New York now to see what really happened. And of course, the problem as well with Long Beach is all the houses are on 40 by 100 lots in one part of the town. So there's a lot of houses on each lot. Then in the West End, the houses are on 30 by 60 lots. An enormous amount of houses on each lot. And the blocks are small and congested. So there's a huge amount of people in a small piece of property who are getting hurt badly. I know, like, Patchell and some of the other towns got terribly hit last year, but the houses are not so close there, you know. People are maybe half an acre or an acre or whatever. On a half an acre down here, they have 40 houses, literally, not that many. But they have 10 houses to the acre down here, let's put it that way. So there's a huge amount of people. And then the fire, my other son is a fireman, and the fire department got wiped out. All the trucks, except one, they could only salvage one truck out of it. So the guys in the fire department wanted me to mention when I'm on the air, to thank the volunteers from Leeds who came down and the volunteers from East Durham. They came down here with their trucks and stayed on duty for a couple of days here. Volunteers, you know, that's really nice people. And, of course, we're very familiar with the East Durham area because, we spend all our summers there. And my son was so excited to see East Durham, you know, down with the fire department. Made him feel like he was almost, he had some kind of kinship with them because he spent so much time in East Durham. But that's the situation. I will be back by Sunday night for my show. And I just wanted to mention, you know, that unfortunately Long Beach is a little isolated, and we hear a lot about the Rockaways because it's in New York City, and rightfully so. We shouldn't take it away from it or anything. And Breezy Point, which got wiped out and everything. But for the first couple of days, nobody was paying attention to Long Beach at all. And I see, my son told me last night that New Orleans is sending up a fire truck. And they're actually donating it to Long Beach. So These are people who had their own problems a year or two ago, or a couple of years ago, and it's nice that they really, you know, they're donating a fire truck to Long Beach.
Does the damage extend eastward from Long Beach also?
Yes, into, well, of course, East Atlantic Beach is literally part of Long Beach, and then you have Atlantic Beach and Lido Beach and Point Lookout, and they're all damaged too, but I didn't get into them. And the other thing is that you can't get into Long Beach after 7 or 8 o'clock at night. In other words, there's a Nassau County policeman on the only road into Long Beach, and everybody who passes them has to show identification that they live in Long Beach or have some business in Long Beach. So my son has no problem because he's working for the city of Long Beach, towing away cars. And my other son has no problem because he's a farmer. But many of the other people, if they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they belong to Long Beach, they won't let them in. And the police are patrolling here at night, stopping people who they think may be up to no good. And, I saw somebody being really harassed last night. And know, the guy lives here. He didn't move out of town, and they really harassed him. They were New York somewhere, and, you know, maybe they're used to treating people differently in their towns. But I was a little disappointed in what I saw from him, you know, because after all, you know, it's a resident who lives in the town, pays taxes, and they really went overboard with him a little bit. Searched his vehicle without permission and a few things like that. So we don't have martial law yet, but it looks like it, you know.
I just want to put in a word here that anyone who wants to donate blankets or canned goods or whatever can go to 401 Route 23B in Claverick, where there's a thrift shop. And
yes, I heard about that before I left. And it's nice that the people up there are helping. But I think at this moment, you know, the people of Long Beach are coping to a certain degree without needing much. They have clothes on at some places where people are going and picking them up. But the frustration is that, you know, we're all trying to do something and we can't do it because we don't have electricity. Mm. And then that they tell us that they'll have it back for Thanksgiving is absolutely absurd to, you know, to actually say that.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that electricity is needed to get the gasoline out of the pump.
Yeah, out of the pump. And boiler to get heat into the houses.
Oh, yes.
It's cold. It was very cold down here last night. And I slept in a room where I had a kerosene heater that I kept lighted until I went to sleep. I didn't want to, you know, get wake up dead, as they would say. And then immediately I woke this morning, put it back on again. And that's what many, many people down here are doing with gas heaters and kerosene heaters. And of course, we saw there somewhere the other day that somebody had a generator inside their house, and they got killed with carbon monoxide.
Mm. Do you know how many people have been displaced in Long Beach? Do you know what
I really, really and truly wouldn't be able to give you any kind of an idea, but it's a substantial.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the 60-70%. And the other ones are just the stubborn ones who don't want to leave or like myself, who came back to come down from Cairo. You know, it's a bad situation. But I just wanted to share it with the people because Long Beach is a fun town. Everybody you ever meet, I can't believe it. Everybody I mentioned to who comes from anywhere in New Jersey, Long Island, or wherever you mention Long Beach, and there's a certain gleam you see in their eyes that, gee, I had a great night there one time. So, just wanted to you know, the as I said, the boardwalk, $25 million gone. Lucky enough, the city has it covered for insurance. And I mean, everybody was surprised to hear that they would actually insure such a piece of property. But they did, and lucky enough, they were, you know, it would be replaced. Maybe not for in time for next summer, but the plus side of it, and it's a terrible thing to think is that this is going to put an awful lot of people to work because so much has to be done. I don't know how to end this other again say that my son and all the other firemen really appreciate that the guys came down and helped them out, and of course as well that the city of New Orleans is.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. We are getting very close to the end of the hour now, but it's great to get this update.
Thank you for calling in and letting us know about the situation there.